Super helpful. Cara is very knowledgeable about interior design and has helped me very much with all her tips and advice. Each episode is about a different aspect to focus on, which is great when you want to understand how to approach a specific concept. Thank you. That was a lovely review left for me by Maria A.G. Thank you so much, Maria, for leaving that review for me. I really appreciate it. It's great to get feedback from you via your reviews so that I know that what I'm putting out on this podcast is actually helping you. And if you want a chance for your review to be read out right here on the show, then pop on down to the Write a Review section on Apple Podcasts. It's Purple Writing. Leave a review, it'll only take you a minute or two, and I may be reading your review on here very soon. Your reviews are super important because they help people just like you find this podcast, and I can then help them get daring with their decor too. Hello and welcome to the Daring Home Decor Podcast. If you're obsessed with quirky interior design, then you've come to the right place. I'm your host, Cara Baker, cover girl of Homestyle magazine, serial decorator and content creator. On a mission to banish all of the white ceilings in my home, I'm here with positive vibes and bright lipstick to help you get confident with bold and unique interior design and show you DIY hacks and foolproof steps to create a personality-filled home with all the colour, pattern, pizzazz and glam. If you don't know where to start and are scared of what your friends might think, I got your back, girl. So if you're ready to unleash your creative flair and crush your home decor, then grab your paintbrush, put on those overalls, and let's get decorating. Well, thanks for joining me once again, and we're going to have some fun in today's episode. If you've been hanging around here on the podcast long enough, you'll know that I am a little bit obsessed with ceilings, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. If you want to know a little bit more background prior to this episode, I suggest that you go back and listen to episode 9 of the podcast before this one. It will give you a little bit of an introduction into why our default is to paint ceilings white. So you can find out more information about that there in episode 9. And if the thought of doing anything to your ceiling scares you apart from painting it white, then stick around for this episode because I think you're going to find some really useful and juicy tips. Now, I'm not suggesting that I've never painted my ceilings white. Of course I have. I've still got some white ceilings in my home now. And to be honest, in the past, it never even crossed my mind. I never even gave it a second thought. And it probably or might not have ever crossed your mind either. And there's no shame in that because it's something that we've just all been kind of, not brainwashed, that's a bit harsher explanation, but you know, we've just gone along. It's always been done like that, so that's the way I've got to do it. And when you think about it, our poor ceilings just get left out of our decor all the time, don't they? It's such a shame, and think of the fun that you can have with your ceiling. When I actually first started to think about doing something with my ceilings, apart from the default of painting them white, it was influenced by, I would say, the interior designer Abigail Ahern, who's into really dark colours, and she colour drenches her whole room. She's got her own paint range out too. So she paints the skirting board, the walls, the coving, the ceilings, sometimes the fireplaces and everything too. And she always includes the ceiling in her decor. And that was when I first started questioning why do we paint our ceilings white? It looks so much better with the flow of the room if it's the same colour as the walls. So that was how I dipped my toe into it, I would say. And the first ceiling that I did something with that wasn't white was my bathroom. And I painted, the whole bathroom is painted in like, it's Vardo by Farrow & Ball. It's quite a dark teal colour, which In hindsight, it's too dark for my bathroom because it's a north-facing room and it's quite dark. So it's not the best colour because it should have something a bit lighter in there. But anyway, our bathroom, if you haven't seen it, if you don't follow me on Instagram and haven't seen it, and if you don't, why aren't you? I'm at Cavendish Interiors, and you can also see my bathroom over on my website too. There's a link in the show notes to everything. So our bathroom is quite bitty, as in it's not just one full ceiling going down. It's quite big for a bathroom in the UK, and the ceiling, oh gosh, I'm crap at explaining this. Oh no, I'm not an architect. The ceiling's not flush all the way through. It goes down near the bath end. So the room can look a bit bitty, and painting the ceiling white, a different colour to the walls, accentuated how bitty it looked. So I felt that painting the ceiling was the right thing to do. Maybe not that colour, maybe not as dark as I did, but definitely I've got pictures of when the ceiling was still white and then when the ceiling was painted, and it just made the whole room look so much more cohesive. And I remember when I was painting it, Andy, who is sometimes now, I get a wobble when I'm doing things, and Andy's like, go for it, go for it. I was like, it's too dark, it's not going to look right. He's like, go for it. So he's the one that encouraged me to carry on painting the ceiling. And as I said, it made the whole room flow really well. And that was my first encounter with ceilings. And it went on from there, really. And I then started to think about what other ways I could incorporate and include the ceiling into my decor. And if you want to start including your ceilings too, then grab a notebook and pen. Don't worry, you haven't got to go full on Michelangelo. You can do as little or as much as you like. You can start off very subtly. So, hack number one. This is something that I've spoken about before, and it will come as no surprise to you, and that is paint, which I did actually talk about in episode 9 when I was talking about decorating your ceilings. So there's various different things that you can do with paint and your ceilings. You could use a full colour, so you could paint the ceiling exactly the same colour as your walls. So you're colour drenching and making the room all cohesive in the same colour. Another thing that you could do is paint the walls a neutral or a light colour and then do a bit more of a punchy colour on the ceiling. That can look amazing. I've seen a few people on Instagram doing that, and that does work really well in period properties when you've got the picture rail going round and then part of the colour of the ceiling just comes down onto the wall above the picture rail. But you don't have to have a period property, you can try it anyway. Another thing that you can do, and I did this in my hallway, is just take the colour of your walls and add some white to it, so you make the shade, make it a couple of shades lighter for the ceiling, because the shadows that reflect on the ceiling are always a little bit darker than the shadows. The light reflecting on the ceiling always looks a little bit darker than the light that's reflecting on the walls. So it's a good idea to just lighten the paint colour that you're using a little bit. I did that in my hallway and it worked really well. Another way that you can use paint on the ceiling is by painting a pattern. For example, you can paint stripes. So imagine a monochrome, like black and white stripes on a ceiling. That can look really effective and amazing. You could do waves, you could do all sorts of patterns. You could even paint clouds on the ceiling. That would work really well in a child's bedroom. There's somebody on Instagram, what's she called? I think it's called My Colourful Nest. Her name's Sophia. This Colourful Nest, yes. And I don't think she's got it anymore, but she did in the past decorate one of her, I think it was a kid's room, I'm not 100% sure, one of her rooms anyway. She painted it like a big cupcake, and she painted the sprinkles on the ceiling, and then the icing was dripping down onto just the top of the walls. What a brilliant idea. It looks so good. I mean, just use your imagination and, you know, you can come up with something that is going to be such fun and blow people's minds at the same time. Moving on to hack number two, and that is wallpaper. This was used a lot in the 70s and 80s, and I think it's making a comeback now, although I think it was mainly like anaglypta type stuff then. And people are obviously using, you know, different types of pattern wallpaper now on their ceilings. In my living room, I've actually got wallpaper on the ceiling, and it's the same wallpaper that I've got going in a big fat border around the room, the living room, around the walls, but it's a different colour. It's a light pink. It's got some rose gold geometric triangle patterns on it. So it's not really dark, it's not really in your face, so you know, you don't have to think, oh, you know, it's gonna look crazy. It doesn't have to look crazy. It's a lovely light color, but it just adds so much interest to that ceiling. You can also get murals for the ceiling that transcend down to the top of the walls. I think I've seen one, it's like trees. It's so effective and so quirky. You can find some amazing things out there once you start looking. So covering the full ceiling with wallpaper is one way that you can use it. Another way that you can use wallpaper on the ceiling, and this is something that I did in my porch, and it's cutting out the wallpaper. So in my porch, I've got a banana leaf monochrome wallpaper. It's obviously got a pattern in it. So what I decided to do was, once I'd got the wallpaper up to the ceiling, I got another piece of wallpaper and joined it on so the pattern carried on matching. And then I cut the leaves out of that piece of paper and stuck it onto the ceiling. So it travelled up the wall and onto the ceiling, and it all the wallpaper, you know, it wasn't like an odd piece of wallpaper. It flowed with the pattern of the wallpaper. I did actually, as I was cutting it, I left a bit hanging down. And Andy came, walked through and said, oh, that looks really good, thinking that I'd purposely left it hanging down to create a 3D effect, which I hadn't, but I thought, what a great idea. So part of it's actually coming away a little bit from the wall, creating a 3D effect. And I also then went even further and stuck some of my prints in there behind the leaf. So once you start doing adventurous things, things may happen accidentally, and then it moves on and gets even better and better and better. So yeah, I really do love the ceiling in my porch. And it's not something that's in your face. It's just a little bit of the wallpaper going up onto the ceiling. But once again, we've just included our fifth wall in the decor. Think outside the box and you will be amazed at what you come up with. Hack number three is to use artwork or a picture or a print as inspiration. I've done this in two rooms in my house. The first room that I did it in was the downstairs toilet, and I got a gorgeous print of leopards like running around the picture, and I photocopied the print and enlarged the leopards, and I cut them out, and then I stuck them with PVA glue to the wall. And they're like jumping out of the picture, getting bigger and bigger as they go up the wall onto the ceiling, and then they kind of dance a little bit around the ceiling light. So that is just a tiny little bit onto the ceiling, although I have painted the ceiling the same colour as the walls in there as well. But what I'm saying is, it's just a small thing. It's not like a big, elaborate, bold, massive, oh no, that scares me. It's just a little thing, a lovely little quirky fun touch. So there's a good idea for you. I took this a step further in my hallway. And if you go over to Instagram, I have created a reel to promote this episode, and it is of this very thing that I'm going to tell you about now. And I've got a print. I'm absolutely obsessed with this print that I've got in my hallway. I just absolutely love it. And it's of a lady, and she's got flowers in her hair. And what I did was, I got a Cricut machine. And if you don't know what a Cricut machine is, you can use it to cut out paper and vinyl and things like that, and you can create all sorts of amazing things. So I got a Cricut machine, and I got some different coloured card and created flowers as similar to the flowers on the print that I could. And then what I did was, they're kind of 3D because you cut each section out and then you fold it and curl it and everything to make it into a 3D flower. Go over to my Instagram if you want to have a look and you can see exactly what I'm talking about. And then I stuck that coming out of the print, following the picture, the flowers that were on the print, up the wall and then up onto the ceiling. It goes like in a wave all across my ceiling, right through to the lampshade, the ceiling light. And it's not paint, it's not permanent, you can pull them off. But I stuck them with some little glue dots. You do have to be careful when you're pulling them off that it doesn't pull the paint off too. But yeah, stuck them and it's just such fun. And so many people have commented about it when they've walked in. Our last hack, number 4. And this might be one to start with if you're a little bit apprehensive or nervous about doing this. Or think, I can't create anything myself. You can go and buy ready-made decals and you can stick them to your ceiling and I think they just peel right off again without doing any damage at all. So you could have stars or dots, there's all sorts of things out there. You could even just use the decal on part of the ceiling, it doesn't have to be on the whole of the ceiling. But yeah, that might be a good starter hack for you. And I've also got a bonus hack for you, and that is to gold leaf your ceiling. How amazing. I've seen a few people on Instagram do this and it looks so effective. And if the whole ceiling feels a bit overwhelming, you could just do a part of it. Maybe you could do like a sunburst effect around your ceiling light or around the ceiling rose. And that would look so quirky and effective. So just to recap for you, hack number 1 to decorate your ceiling is paint. Hack number 2 is wallpaper. Hack number 3 is using artwork as inspiration. And hack number 4 is to use decals. And we've just covered the bonus hack, gold leaf in your ceiling. If you've got any questions that you'd like me to cover on the podcast, there is a regular post over on my Facebook group where you can ask anything that you want to or give me any pointers on things that you'd like me to cover. So if you're not already a member of my free Daring Home Decor Facebook group, then go on over there. There's a link in the show notes and I will accept your request within a couple of days. And if you haven't already grabbed my free colour palette guide, there is also a link to that in the show notes for you too. So I will see you next Tuesday and I can't wait to get creative with you in the next episode of the Daring Home Decor podcast. One last thing before you grab that paintbrush. If you've been struck with inspiration from the show today, I'd be triple grateful if you'd follow me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This will help my podcast grow and reach out to more of us fab creatives. You can also see my home in all its glory over on Instagram, where I'm at Caradice Interiors. And don't forget to put a link to this show in your stories to share with all your quirky besties. See you next time, lovely.